Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I'm wishing my life away here. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend Lindsay Madison is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Lindsay is a co-founder and also the chief product officer at HipLogic. And they're in the business of helping companies just like yours and mine engage and target customers using social media. And they actually have some patented technology that will help them with that. And so Lindsay's here to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job with this, with our social media strategy, which is what I've been talking to you about now for, golly, about 6 years. And she's going to see if she can help us make it a little easier, maybe even a little more intuitive. And maybe even she might even have some tools we can use. Lindsay Madison, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your success with your business. Lindsay, for a long time now, I've been telling my audience, my small business audience, about the importance of social media and that they need to be on social media. At the same time, I've also been using some tough love and a little bit of and being the social media heretic. I call myself the social media heretic, which means that I do believe we need to use social media, but I also believe that as business owners, we have to be realistic about it. We have to understand what it will do for us, and we can't try to make it what it's not designed to do. Social media was never designed to be our advertising, to replace our advertising and our marketing, just to augment it. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. It's a great augmentation to your current marketing. Small businesses, as we know and as you said, need to be on social media because that's where their customers and clients are. And the thing is, there's so much competition out there among the country's 27 million small businesses. And so it's really easy to get lost out there. And so it's really smart to have a good plan when you're getting on social media.
Well, exactly, but the thing that, you know, we can run an ad on Monday, and hopefully we'll get some business and collect some money by Friday when we need to make payroll. And I will say though that there it's what I call a parallel universe. I believe we're currently in a parallel universe situation where many of our customers are migrating over toward getting their information and learning about companies online in the social media communities more and a little bit less through advertising. What do you think?
I completely agree. Customers are wanting a way to engage with brands now. So they're also, you know, they love the marketing, they love the discounts and coupons, but people want to engage and be connected with brands. But when it comes to social networks, you have to talk to each audience different. Someone mm-hmm. on Facebook is different than someone on Twitter, is different than someone on Instagram, and so on and so forth. And so it's really important when you get out there on the social network to speak to that audience in the correct way.
So do we need one social media strategy and a half dozen components under that, one for Twitter, one for Facebook, et cetera, or do we need six different strategies?
You know, they can all fall together, but it's important to just talk to that audience differently. Someone on Instagram is going to be more interested in visuals and images, and so it's mm-hmm. not a place that you would want to put out content or copy. It would
right.
just get overlooked. But someone on Facebook, they're living their lives through Facebook, and so they're going to want to talk to you. They want to communicate with you. They're going to share their feedback of how they feel about your business. So it's really important to be present there so you can engage with your customers.
And there wasn't there for a long time now, if a company wanted to advertise and be relevant in the marketplace, They would want to have an ad on the radio. They'd want to have some ads on television. They'd want to have ads in the newspaper and maybe even some a magazine. So they'd want an array of products, a campaign, so to speak, mm-hmm. across multiple platforms. This is what you just described is much like that, isn't it?
Yes, it's completely like that. And those can all fall along with social networks as well. You can do the current forms of marketing, but then it's great because social networks give you an outlet to be able to talk to your target audience. And so it's great to push ads because people love getting discounts and offers, and the competition is so high out there, but you need to be on social media because that's where your brand is present, and that's where customers are going to want to talk to you and tell you about your products and services in a way for you to engage with them.
Well, let's talk. One of the things you talk about is are ways to avoid mistakes on social media. So give us an example of how we can avoid mistakes.
Well, for example, Pinterest is a great place to share content. People love to pin things and save it and come back to it. And so it's not a place that you would necessarily want to create a board and just push offers and, you know, marketing material.
Right.
People want to learn how to use your products and services. So it's a great outlet to tell, not sell, environment. And so it's really mm-hmm. important to share, you know, how-tos and tips on Pinterest. And, you know, like I was saying with Instagram, it's very, you know, images are very important. And so if you share your images of products and services, pictures of your products and services, it's a great way to do that. And then in the caption, you can talk about, you know, any discounts and coupons you want. But it's important to just follow along with the target audience of that social network. It will, you know, connect with them better.
Right. Well, when you're talking about advertising, this is when you're wanting to motivate people, you want them to drive them to take action. When you're talking about a social media strategy, you're more talking about nurturing relationships, aren't you? And doing what I call contribute first, contract second. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree. And I mean, that's why we came up with our whole business model, because it's more important to engage with your customer. Your customer's out there talking about wanting your products and services, and so to be able mm-hmm. to, you know, give them what they're asking for, it's great. And so what we help is, or we help businesses find new customers on Twitter, and that's our focus right now, is allowing a business owner to connect with someone who's out there saying, you know, I want a donut, you know, I'm craving a donut right now, and that business owner can reach out to them and give them offers.
Would you send me that Twitter place where I can get more donuts? I need to know that address, Lindsay. Hold on to that thought. Lindsay, give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.hiplogic.com.
Logic with a Q on the end. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.